The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Man, men are coming down on you, DJ Automatic, and you, Anthony A, because you didn't tell that my girl Nikki in today's Down on the DM breakdown put spyware on her man Oscar's phone. And by the way, we got it removed. He knows nada. He knows nothing.
Well, he probably knows now. I mean, at this point, I mean, we've aired this twice, and yeah, he knows now.
When it comes to airing out people in the Down on the DMs, there are certain things I feel comfortable, like, you know, snitching. Like that one lady when she called her boyfriend ugly.
Yes.
I felt like we had to say something about that. But this one, I didn't think it was up to us. He had to find out on
his own. I didn't think so either. And here's the thing that I think changed your mind is because Nikki went and picked him up when he'd been drinking with his boys.
There you go.
That's a good woman. Yep. That's a good woman. And then she's all of a sudden he's getting snaps from, you know what? Why don't we just listen to the episode? You decide. And by the way, in this episode, I am listing the top 5 spyware apps to install in your partner's phone just in case you want to. Of course, I want to welcome everybody to the Dana Cortez Show because it's Friday. We're going to go around the room and all that, but I want you to marinate on this question after you tell the people who you are. How do you feel about folks grabbing food from your plate? Friends, family, whatnot. Good morning. Like I said, it's Friday. I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Okay, so how do you feel? You're eating and then your friend says, oh, I want a piece of that. They just grab it from your plate.
They might get stabbed.
Automatic.
I mean, you might catch a fork to your finger. I'm just saying. Because
you think it's rude?
I think it's incredibly rude to just pick off somebody's plate. And now, if I want to give you something off of my plate, I will cut a little piece and I will put it on your plate. But you need to keep your hands off my plate.
Mm. I don't know that I think it's rude. One of our very good friends was eating off our plate in Chicago this last
weekend.
Notice
he didn't eat off my plate. He ate off your plate.
What were you guys eating?
Meatballs and steak and mashed potatoes.
We went to Harry Carey's in Chicago.
Okay. Famous restaurant. And yeah, Google it. Google it. It's a really cool spot.
And our friend John was with us. And John, he said he had already eaten. So he wasn't going to eat. He was just going to drink. So Dan and I ordered a full, you know, appetizers, meal, everything. And then he started eating off of our plates. Or asking, hey, can I try that? Asking. And then finally we just made a little plate for him. And we're like, here you go.
Just put everything on a plate. He's a notorious plate picker. He's a notorious plate picker.
That's
already.
Sick. I didn't know that was a skill set.
Yeah, and he said, I did tell my wife that I was picking on your plate. And she said, oh, I'm sure she loved that, John.
The next day we meet him for lunch. Guess what he does?
Was that?
He already had lunch.
Oh!
And he's still picking our plates.
I really think what he does is one way to not spend any money when he's going out to eat.
Exactly.
The other thing is it's another way to stay slim and fit because you're only getting a limited amount of food.
All right. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we'll start off with World Mosquito Day. Ew.
Nobody likes those.
Nope.
But you should because they feed animals that like snakes.
For instance,
they feed snakes, they feed frogs, and these are the animals that eat the stuff in the earth.
Feed on me. They feed on my wife. Dana is like a mosquito attractant.
And then I just blow up, too. I'm allergic to
them. We also have National Chocolate Pecan Pie Day.
Oh, so good.
Love a good pecan pie. Is it pecan or pecan?
To each their own, either way you want to eat it. And we'll wrap it up on National Radio Day.
Which, of course, is the best day ever. Radio's free. Radio streams now. And again, you don't got to pay for it.
And radio is also the biggest form of multimedia that there is, period. Bigger than TV,
facts,
bigger than the internet,
facts,
bigger than newspapers.
Facts.
It's the biggest form of media, period.
Hey, thanks for listening to us on the radio.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
How do you feel about your partner installing spyware on your phone and you not knowing about it? We are breaking down one of the biggest Down on the DMs we've ever done. So let me remind you where we're coming from. Nikki hit me up because her man Oscar was out one night. She had to go pick him up at the bar because he was so drunk. Of course, we're safe, right? No drunk driving and all that good stuff. Problem is, Oscar's getting snaps from some woman.
Oh.
Uh-huh. So who is this woman that he met out at the bar? And more importantly, how does Nikki know about her?
And from what I read, it looked like he gave her his snap that night. And the next day, he said he couldn't remember anything that happened. And Dana, he got mad at me for going through his phone. So, okay, and not only that, on top of that, she's still snapping him.
How do you know that?
Well, I put spyware on his phone the night I picked him up drunk. But now I can't really figure out what's going on because I set it up wrong, so I can't even access it.
Okay, so is it ever okay to put spyware on your significant other's phone? And did it go down in the DM? Let's talk about it when we break this one down next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I don't think the phones have rang this heavy in a long time. Spyware on your partner's phone. People say, yeah, and they want me to list the top five spyware, so I'm going to do that. We're breaking the down of the DM down. Nikki hit me up. Her man Oscar went out. All of a sudden, he's getting all these heavy Snapchats from this woman. So I decide, I come up with a scenario. I'm going to play his wireless tech support. And we're going to figure out who this lady is he's snapping and also try to take the spyware off the phone without him ever knowing that his girlfriend Nikki installed it in the first place. And do you see any odd emails from a strange app?
Yes. It's called Spy. Oh my God, what is this?
Sir, don't worry. Now go to settings and then general, go to the bottom and select reset.
I don't know what I...
Sir, I can help you. I promise you I can help you.
No, it's okay. My girlfriend's really good at this kind of thing. I'm going to call her and ask her to help me.
Oh, you know what? That's an even better idea. You call your girlfriend. I bet she can help you get rid of this app right away.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Bye.
I have to laugh because he never knew that Nikki put the spyware on, and it did not go down in the DM. His boys had played a trick. This girl at the bar bought everybody shots, and they gave her his snap. So that's how it all played out. This guy's a good guy. Everything's good. But is it okay to put spyware on your partner's
phone?
Well,
according to the Dana Cortez Show Instagram account, when this one originally aired, the amount of men that were mad at you in particular for not saying, hey, your girl's got spyware on your phone.
Not anymore. Oh. She took it off. She took the spyware off.
There was a lot of guys that were like, I can't believe it. And they were mad at you and I, Anthony, for now. They were like, I thought you guys rode for the dudes. Oh, so we already know Dana rides for the ladies.
They wanted us to snitch.
And they were really upset.
I think it's really foul if you put spyware on his phone without him knowing anything. I think that's hella foul.
I don't think so. What's the problem with it? If you ain't got nothing to hide, I know people that are dating that have location apps on their partner's phone. So they can know where you at,
what's
happening.
That's weird. Why would you do that?
Why do you screen gaze on my phone, DJ Automatic? What's the difference?
Because I'm old school like that. I do it the old school way.
Okay, so in case you want to know what the top spyware apps are, I'm going to list them. 5-1. Number 5, Flexi Spy.
Ooh, what is Flexi Spy?
It's a spyware app.
Okay.
Number 4, MobileSpy.at. Mm. Number 3, XN Spy. XNSPY. Number 2 is Umobix. And the number 1 spyware app that's undetectable, that lets you know exactly what that man or woman is typing on their keyboard, location, and everything, MSpy.
Oh. Hey. I thought that was just called crazy.
All right, if you want the list of the best spyware to install on your partner's phone, at Dana Cortez on Instagram, it's in my story.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Imagine you have a lot of money. I'm talking millions and millions of dollars. Is it your responsibility to take care of your parents? That's a discussion in
The Parents Court.
An automatic, Anthony, you know, just in case somebody just turned the radio on, you're talking about Quentin Tarantino, the director of Pulp Fiction.
And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Director of Django.
Gentlemen, you had my curiosity, but now you have my attention.
The man's got money. He's been making classics forever.
An estimated $120 million.
Wow.
$120 million. And he said in a podcast recently that he vowed as a 12-year-old child to never help his mother if he made it as a writer.
Ooh.
That something she said to him at that age, he got in trouble at school. He was writing scripts at school instead of doing homework. And she told him, put the stupid scripts down. You're never going to be a writer. You're never going to do anything with that. And you need to get an education so you can be somebody someday. And he said he was crying. And he told her that day, he said, at age 12, I said, when I make it, I'm not giving you a penny. And she said, I don't want any of your money anyway.
And
she was 16 when she had him. These are two children, basically.
A 20-year-old and a 12-year-old.
She ain't even got her own life figured out yet.
Yeah, but this guy's all PPR'd from some comments that were made when he was 12.
He made a promise to himself.
Whose parents didn't do that?
I'm saying those things really do stick with you. I know from personal experience.
Well, automatic explain, Mr. Personal Experience.
So my dad told me to quit DJing I don't know how many times. He told me that it was never going to work out. He's like, first of all, you're not black. You're in hip hop.
Whoa.
And he's and this is at a time when there, you know, there was Eminem and that was it. And he was like, and
you are not the Eminem of DJs.
He's like, you're not the Eminem of DJing, you're not even that good.
Oh.
Oh my God, my heart is in pain.
And I was like, okay. And then so when I continued to DJ, I didn't listen to him. He had a cop call me because he wanted to become a state cop.
That's what's
up. And I told him, I told the cop, I was like, I'm not interested in ever becoming a cop. You can lose my number. And then they had a lawyer call me and say, hey, you should become a paralegal with me.
Oh,
so he was really
trying to get me to quit DJing. And then when I got into radio, he was like, these people are ripping you off. I can't believe you go to work for somebody for 40 hours a week and they don't pay you anything.
Damn, that's true. But damn, he hit the nail on the head on that one.
But the straw that broke the camel's back with him was when I was buying my first house. And I was $5,000 short on what I needed on the down payment. And I came to him. I said, Dad, I need $5,000. If you could lend me that money, do anything, it would be really, really nice. He lent me the $5,000. Then I came to find out when my other brothers and sisters bought their house, he gave them the money.
Oh.
I had to pay the money back. They didn't have to pay the money back. So, I mean, I love my dad, but he's never been a believer
okay,
in me.
Okay, but you can see how Quentin Tarantino would not
help his...
Because I'm on the opposite end, dog. No matter what, me and my mom, even my father, too, I'm supporting both of them. Like, I could think on countless times where they encouraged me to pursue it. Now, I've had similar situations where my mom was like, stop trying to be the funny man in class and focus on your homework.
She's mad at Anthony because she wants you to get a good grade.
Yeah, she never told me, stop telling jokes or stop doing this. She's always supportive, so of course I'm going to take care of my mother.
And your dad?
Oh, yes, without a doubt, my father, too. And even my stepfather as well, too.
I'd probably still take care of my dad. But
well, I know you take care of your mom automatically.
Oh, my mom.
Sure.
My mom was super supportive. She bought me a mixer. She would help me buy records. She would, she did a lot for me when it came to DJing and encouraging me to do it.
Well, Quentin Tarantino said that he made a promise to himself and he's kept it. And he's never helped his mother except one time because she was in trouble with the IRS, some taxes, and he took care of it so she wouldn't go to jail. And that has been the only thing out of his $123 million that he's ever helped her with, and it was like $10,000. So for him, that's like a drop in a bucket.
Come on, Quinn. If you can save her from county, you can save her from a coffin.
Well, she's got money, and she responded. Her name is Connie, and remember, she had him at 16. She told USA Today, regarding my son, I support him. I'm proud of him. I love him and his growing new family. I danced at his wedding, and I was there to receive my new grandson, Leo. I will not participate in the salacious, transactional media frenzy.
Yeah.
Basically, she participated to tell everybody, F*** you. And she doesn't need his money. She doesn't want his money. She's never asked him for any money. And that's it. I don't know that if you feel obligated or not to take care of your parents, I would take care of my entire family because that's who I am. But you don't have to if you don't want to. You don't have to force it because all I've ever known about money is it makes so many problems inside family, whether you have it or you don't. It causes a lot of fights and battles. But I want you to pretend for just 5 minutes. You have $123 million.
Oh.
Are you helping your parents? Yes. No, tap in on the phone lines and let's talk about it on social media. Dana Cortez Show, all platforms.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Well, I think everybody listening and you, DJ Automatic and Anthony, have all heard the term rescue dog.
Oh, yeah.
What about rescue kitty?
What?
A cat led a rescue team to an 83-year-old who had fallen down a ravine.
Oh.
If it wasn't for her kitty, they would have never found her for real. She was out walking, and the cat always follows her. Her little kitty's named Perron. And the woman, obviously 83 years old, goes rolling down the ravine, breaks her leg in 3 different places.
No.
Luckily, kitty ran up and just started meowing and howling until someone paid attention. And the neighbor said, something's up with Perron. Called 911, and they saved the woman.
Shout out to those attentive neighbors, because anytime I hear cats meowing, I just get mad and upset. So shout out to those good people right there.
You're like, get that cat out of my yard. Pay attention to meowing kitties, okay?
And that just proves that the crazy cat lady does have a relationship with that cat.
She does, and it's a beautiful one.
So we got high demand for vaccine cards right now.
Automatic, I know that's right.
The business of fake vaccine cards is booming. Some have paid up to $1,500 for a counterfeit COVID vaccination card.
Where should I make my copy right now? Mine. You won't.
Oh, whoa.
So a pharmacist in Chicago was busted for selling them on eBay. He's going to face up to 120 years in prison.
Never mind. I take that back.
There were 3,000 fake cards from China that were confiscated in Tennessee. And I just saw a story about a family from Florida that went to Hawaii for vacation.
Mm-hmm.
They had fake vaccination cards because you have to have a vaccination card to go to Hawaii now.
How did they find out?
They found out because they had vaccination cards for their 4 and 5 year old kids.
Stupid.
They were old enough to be vaccinated. So they actually put them in jail and they got out. They're out on $8,000 bail right now. But think about that. That's going to ruin your vacation.
Poor Florida and those poor kids. I wonder who has custody of them now.
Well, I don't know about poor
Florida. Hopefully not the governor, Robert DeSantis. Sorry. Go ahead, Ann.
I don't know about poor Florida because they keep going with the health care schemes, if you may. Recently, a Florida man pled guilty to embezzling $12.8 million from a health fund. And he allegedly spent $11.5 million of that on an adult entertainment site.
No!
The site name is called MyGirlFund.com.
No!
Damn, those girls came up, though.
Yo, they did. But this guy was also a great grandpa because he took his grandkids to Disney World and dropped $43,000
at
the resort.
No, he's not. He spent $11 million on the hookers and $43 on the kids.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I think you remember Automatic Anthony A. A couple weeks ago, we talked about pet food that was making dogs sick.
Yeah.
Right? Well, now it's killing dogs. There's been over 130 pet deaths. I'm going to give you every single name of the food that you need to throw out. Okay, now it's time for hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. It's Friday. I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Past Due Amount.
This is a serious story. A Northern California family, along with their dog, three people and one dog, had been reported missing. Well, they were found dead earlier this week in a remote area of the Sierra National Forest. The Sheriff's Office and the California Department of Justice have declared the area a hazmat site and are investigating the deaths. According to reports, they suspect a leak in a nearby mine is what caused
it. Like a gas leak? A natural gas leak, yes.
So,
and it was that strong that they were outside that it... Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying. Like, look, I know that there's this fight about climate change and it's that we've got to protect our Earth. We can all agree this is it. This is the only planet we have.
Well, that freaked me out.
It freaked me out, too. There's a lot of people online that are scientists. Like, hold up. This is a serious issue. People outdoors dying? Nah, we got to get this under control. All right, have you ever wondered what your favorite TikTok influencer earns? There's a woman named V. Luong, and she works for a social media marketing firm advising others how to get their accounts to pop off. Well, she herself picked up 1 million followers on TikTok because she was so good at it. So she earns $200 a month through TikTok's creator fund.
$200?
$200 a month from TikTok. But for advertising... It's $8,000 to $10,000 for her to post. She quit her job, and now she's a full-time influencer.
Dang, that is gnarly that TikTok don't care about y'all.
You get $200 from TikTok, but you're getting 10 grand for a post?
Don't you remember yesterday?
TikTok better come to the table.
I told you China's government pretty much owns TikTok. They don't give a damn about their own people. How the hell are they going to care about us? All right, now here's what I really need you to pay attention to. Unfortunately, more than 130 pet deaths and 220 pet illnesses are linked to this brand of pet food, according to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, Midwestern Pet Foods. Now, they've already warned them, and they've closed some of their warehouses down. They said that they found, you know, inadequate safety measures being applied. They discovered salmonella and toxic levels of aflatoxin in four of its plants. Here's the name of the foods. K9X, Earthborn Holistic, Venture, Unrefined, Sport Mix Wholesomes, Pro-Pak, Pro-Pak Ultimates, Sports Trail, Sports Mix, and all Meridian brand foods. Throw them out. Don't even take the risk.
Imagine coming home after feeding your dog and your dog's just dead.
Sad.
Man. I can't imagine that. If you need a list of these pet foods, just go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. I am posting them inside the story. Tap my little photo so you can see what they are. National Day, Anthony A.
We have World Mosquito Day.
I know you hate mosquitoes.
Nobody likes mosquitoes.
Frogs do.
There you go.
They eat them.
Snakes.
A lot of things eat mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes need better PR. Okay. We have Chocolate Pecan Pie Day as well. And speaking of fat, it's National Radio Day.
Hey, that was an inside radio joke. We're getting more fit. With social media, we happen to be more fit.
I'm radio fit, but podcast fat.
The first edition of radio was patented in 1896 by Italian inventor Guido Gilimo Marconi. I know his last name is, or no, Marconi. Marconi.
Because there's the Marconi Awards.
Yeah. He became aware of electromagnetic waves, a.k.a. radio waves. We want to thank you for listening to the radio, which now obviously we're streaming all over the country. We appreciate you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kendall Jenner is rocking a gold piece that may mean the next step for her and Devin Booker. This is a big story, the best gossip, the Daily Dirt. Let's get it started, Anthony A., with famous people's birthdays.
Homie of the show, Kurt Cobain, celebrating his birthday. We also have Andrew Garfield celebrating his birthday and Demi Lovato celebrating her birthday.
Okay, so Jennifer Lopez is splitting from Alex Rodriguez again. This time, you know, they entered into a lot of business ventures when they were a couple. Well, obviously, they're not a couple anymore. And yeah, she got some lawyers on it, and she don't want anything to do with him in the business world either.
I'm so glad she never got involved in that Timberwolves deal with A-Rod, because her, their Timberwolves are bad enough. We don't need them having their whole fight going on and ruining the team even more.
All right, okay. Now let's talk about Matthew McConaughey. According to an article he just did an interview for, he doesn't wear deodorant. People are saying he must stink. Not true. I don't wear deodorant. And do I stink?
No, but...
Anthony, I don't even go there.
But you use baby powder.
I do use cornstarch, baby powder, cornstarch. And you don't have to wear deodorant. You just have to keep
minus the cancer.
Well, because the talc powder. Now you're going off the rails.
You're going
here.
Off the rails here, dude. You're going off the rails here. I've been wondering why all of our aluminum doesn't, our deodorants don't have aluminum no more.
Well, even though they don't, they're still bad for you. They clog your pores. And you ever see someone with yellow stains on their shirts? That's pus.
Yeah. So Matthew McConaughey is an evolved human being? Is that what you're trying to say?
I don't know if he's evolved or not, but maybe we should talk about deodorants another day. This is getting too, this is too much right here for the people.
If you stink, wear deodorant.
Yeah, okay. For real, scrub the pits. Yeah. Now we'll talk about Devin Booker and Kendall Jenner. Of course, he's back. And he's celebrating his gold medal win at the Olympics with his girlfriend on the lake. They got their dogs with him. They got the beer, her tequila, the 818. Kendall Jenner is wearing a very tiny bikini and his gold medal around her neck. And people are starting to speculate they're going to get married. And Devin Booker was actually asked by a reporter, and he said, no, we've been together a year. And she's like the same thing. She's like, give us some time.
I think she was just wearing it to compare it to the one her dad, her mom, or what? What the one that Caitlyn Jenner has?
That
was a legit question.
She calls her father dad.
There we go.
I think that it's good that you're asking the question, because people want to know.
Any way you want to identify Ms. Jenner, it's an Olympic gold medalist. That's what you just say.
Exactly.
No matter what.
No matter what.
One of the winningest in the history of America.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The Dana Cortez Show is on with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. The day is August the 20th, and it's time for Music Facts with DJ Automatic.
We're going to start with birthdays. First birthday we got is KRS-One.
That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the police.
A lot of hip-hop people say that's their favorite rapper of all time.
One of the greatest MCs, period. All right, next birthday we got is Kurt Cobain. Shout out to Kurt Cobain, real good dude. Next birthday we got, it is Fred Durst's birthday of Limp Bizkit. So Fred Durst and Limp Bizkit really did have a lot of impact on American culture.
Yeah, you can't deny they were relevant for a long time.
They were. All right, next birthday we got, born in 1992 in Albuquerque, New Mexico, Demi Lovato. Baby, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Baby, I'm sorry. And we got one last birthday, the legendary Isaac Hayes.
You're damn right.
All right, now we're going to go to 2002 when The Clips releases their debut album, Lord Willin'. So it debuted at number 4 on the charts, sold 122,000 records first week. It's a critically acclaimed album. It took a while, but it did go platinum in 2010.
And this was surfing around the mixtape era, too, where they're only getting passed along through, like, internet sites, blog era sites.
Yeah,
so it was completely different at the time. And I love it because it has the grinding remix with Lil Wayne on it. And that's one of the only songs where you have Lil Wayne and Pusha T on a track together.
And then The Last Time, which is their biggest song ever. Grinding is the one that everyone always talks about, but The Last Time is a great song, too. Mm. All right, last we're going to 2018, when the RIAA certifies the Eagles' Greatest Hits as the best-selling American album of all time, with 38 million records sold. Welcome to the hotel.
me ask you a question, Automatic. Does that mean that regionally here in the continental U.S., the Eagles have sold more than Michael Jackson?
Yes, in the United States, they have sold 5 million more than Michael Jackson.
Shout out to my mom. I know she put a lot of money on them albums.
So Thriller did 33 million, but guess who has the third biggest album of all time?
Who?
The Eagles with Hotel California has 26 million sold.
My stepdad growing up was very big into the Eagles. Eagles remind me of Sunday breakfast. And do you guys know what Hotel California is about, though?
It's supposed
no idea.
To be about heroin addiction.
See, this is the confusion about it, because I've heard heroin. I've heard it's about a satanic church, possibly.
No, no. When you hear about a spoon and the moon and all these things, uh-uh.
And okay, so that, it makes sense. It makes sense. I've also heard it's about completely about nothing. So, I don't know.
It's about selling a whole lot of records, according to the Eagles. All right, Dusty Music Facts and DJ Automatic.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
So your significant other hacked your phone and she's now spying on you. Or maybe she hacked your computer and she's looking at the message you're sending. Well, don't worry. We're here to help you. We have three of the best apps to hide photos and videos and text messages for you dirty dogs. I'm talking to two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And earlier during our DM breakdown, we were actually talking about the DM where the homegirl went as far as to install spyware on this man's phone. Which is a crime. Let's just state that. They settled it. It's all good.
Yeah.
But ladies, homies, if you're thinking about installing something on a person's phone and they're not aware of it, don't do it. Now, if it's at an at-home computer and it's both of your guys's, sure. Hack that bad boy away. Do what you want. It's joint property.
So it's technically against the law to do that.
It's technically against the law. But now since you and Dana, you guys are married, right? So she wanted to put something on your phone and she couldn't prove that both of you guys pay for that phone. She's okay to do that.
Oh.
But if it's something you bought and it's completely on your own and she hacks without you aware of it, then that's against the law.
Okay.
So that's how that goes. But, you know, we have to learn how to fight fire with fire sometimes. And if you're looking to be a dirty dog, if you're looking to be a Tristan Thompson, if you're looking to have a sneaky link or two this fall, here's some apps that you need to have in order to keep her away from your significant other. Number one.
There's girls out there that got these apps too, okay?
Yeah, it's not
just guys.
Yeah, there's some scummy senoritas out there doing their thing. So for any of y'all, here's the app you need to download. It's called Gallery Vaults. All right, that's a good one right there. It hides everything from videos, YouTube links. If you want to get a little nasty websites, you can get on those too. The second one is Lock My Pick. All right, now that's if you and the sneaky link or the side chick are sending nasty messages, that right there will hide it. And my personal favorite one is Calculator Pound. All right, now if you really look at it, it looks just like the calculator from your iPhone.
Okay.
But you enter on your own little code and boom, you have a whole web and a whole different little app there, messages and everything like that.
Sneaky. Sneaky. Makes me wonder what these people are up to.
I think you have to just adapt, and that goes for cheaters too. You know what I'm saying? Think about the time before the internet, dude.
It's too much work to cheat.
Oh.
And now because of the internet, it makes it even more work.
Mm-hmm. That is true, dude. The thing about cheating is you got to put it on the side person good enough to where they don't say anything to your significant other.
Good luck with that.
Say above the screenshots. I mean that more now than I ever did before.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Man, a creepy grandpa story. The man that did the $12 million and spent the other $11 million on GirlFundMe, whatever. How much money do you think is okay to spend on pornography and adult entertainment and all that?
Zero. It's free on Pornhub.
Automatic. We're not here to plug all that. This is playing our podcast.
No, but I mean,
some men like going to the strippy. Some men like paying for the webcam. Is there a limit?
Some men like me like to keep money in their wallet.
I think if the only limit I could see is if maybe it's a bachelor party, right? And you got to see what everyone's budget is right there. Because you always got to make sure to leave money for the tip. Don't be running short on the tip when it comes to these dancers and these performers.
So are you down to go to the strip club, Anthony, and spend money?
Yes. Yeah.
What is it? What's your budget like if you're going to hit
at the strip club?
Don't lie.
Either one who likes to go.
I don't make it rain. I make it hell. I leave quarters and dimes and nickels around at the end of the night. Hey, look at those.
Oh, damn nickel at me.
They're going to throw you out the strip club.
You and your nickels. All right, here's more of the podcast now.